Okay, now we will tell some points of benefit that are important in terms of the change of intention in salah. Change of intention in salah, because we get a lot of questions on this. So we will remind you of the following guidelines. If the change is from the general to the particular, then it is not correct. If the change is from the general to the particular, then it is not correct. For example, you do optional nafil, optional prayers. This is general. Optional is general. If you want to change from the optional to, for example, one of the regular sunnah before salah or after salah, then this is incorrect. So in this case, you will be changing from the general to the particular, and this is incorrect. Example, you do optional prayer. You decide to do two rak'ah optional, and then you decide to change the rak'ah to make them for sunnah to dhuhr, one of a regular of the dhuhr, or before fajr. Then in this case, you are changing to a particular, and this is not correct. Second guideline, and the second is from particular to particular, also is incorrect. From particular to particular is incorrect. For example, you started making Asr prayer, and you remember that you prayed the Dhuhr without wudu, then you cannot change the intention from the particular to particular. In this case, these are two particulars that are fard. The same applies to the sunan, to the optional. You are praying a particular, you don't change to another particular from the sunnah. The third guideline. From a particular to a general is correct if there is time left. From particular to general, correct if there is time for that salah. Example, you are individual, praying individually, your fard. You turn your fard into optional prayer. This is permissible. However, there should be enough time for the salah. If there was limited time, enough only for four rak'ah, for example, then this change is not permissible, because the remaining time for the farida is not enough. Let's take also a situation where this could be recommended. Let us take a situation where this change could be recommended. A person praying alone, praying the fard alone. Then the jama'ah comes. Here he is faced with three situations. He's praying alone the fard, and then the jama'ah commences. Three situations arise. Either he continues his salah, completes it as fard, and leaves. Or he discontinues the salah and prays with the jama'ah. Or the third option, he changes the fard into nafil. So he completes two rak'ah. So if he had completed two rak'ah and he is sitting in the tashahud, in the first tashahud, then he completes the tashahud and makes salam. So in this way, he captures an optional. Then he enters the jama'ah. This change in this manner is recommended in order to attain the jama'ah. However, if he fears that he will miss the jama'ah while he, for example, is only starting in the first rak'ah, then we say the best thing is to disconnect so that he can attain the jama'ah. So if he fears to miss the jama'ah while, for example, he is in the first rak'ah, then the best thing to do is to disconnect, stop, so that he can join the jama'ah. In this case, he did not stop the fariḍah to leave it, but rather he stopped it in order to change to that which is better. And certainly there is difference between the two. So try to remember, inshallah, these guidelines. Another important guidelines with respect to the discontinuation of salah. Case one. He decides decisively, certainly, to disconnect. Makes a decisive decision to disconnect. Then the salah is nullified. And he makes a firm decision to disconnect, to discontinue rather. Then it's over. It's nullified. Tabtul. I will say this in Arabic for those who know the Arabic so that they also can benefit. Qata'aha jaziman. Tabtul. Makes a firm decision to discontinue the salah. And it's nullified. Right. Okay, we'll say that in Arabic. Yes, we'll say that in Arabic. Qata'aha jaziman. Okay. Second, he conditions the discontinuation. Makes it dependent upon a condition. In Arabic, علق القطع على شرط. So the second, he makes the discontinuation conditional. For example, he says, if someone talks to me, I will disconnect my salah. Two opinions. One opinion, it is nullified. The correct opinion, that it is not nullified. So if someone talks to him and he doesn't answer him, so it's not nullified. This is the meaning. Because he based it upon a condition. So one opinion is nullified, the correct opinion, that it's not. Third situation. Hesitant. Should he discontinue or not? And this happens a lot. Two opinions. Nullified. Correct opinion, not nullified. Fourth, determined to do something not allowed in salah, but does not do that. But he doesn't. Determined to do something not allowed in salah, but he doesn't. Then one opinion, it is not nullified. So try to remember this, inshallah ta'ala. Take an example on hesitation. Take an example on hesitation. Praying, hears the phone ring. He becomes hesitant. Should he disconnect or not? The correct opinion is that the salah is not nullified.